Welcome to ITE 1, Module 10 Supplemental Troubleshooting Roleplay Exercise. Today, those of us who are here will be doing some roleplays, and this is meant to be a fun way to test your troubleshooting skills. Now, before we start, what is the golden rule of customer service?
Never interrupt your customer.
That's one of them. But even bigger than that. Anyone else have a guess?
If you were to say the customer is always right, that is incorrect for help desk. That's only correct for sales.
No.
Prostrate yourself before them.
It's close to the customer is always right.
Never accuse the customer? Or is that
yes,
another one?
Yes, don't blame the customer.
That makes me think of last time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't blame the customer. If you blame the customer, you will... We'll call you on it.
You'll be summarily laughed at, probably.
Yeah, basically. So don't blame
You may be fired the next day, actually.
Well, yeah, if it's for
quite
real,
possibly.
For real.
But it isn't. This is just play. Don't be too hard on yourself if you can't figure out the problem. We're here to help you, and if you need some clues along the way, just tell us, and we'll try and help you work out the problem. But have a go at it.
The point of this exercise is not to terrify you with the technical problems or to get you in a panic. The purpose of this exercise is to have you practice the process of talking to people on the help desk scenario. And if you don't solve the problem, that's okay. We will tell you what the problem is at the end and you can go, ah.
Are we going to do more of this tomorrow?
If it's anything?
No, we're going to go back to...
Today.
Yeah, it's all today. All right. Who wants to go first?
And if I know Grace, she's going to make it really interesting in a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm prepared to go first. Before we start, I have a question because I operate with different sets of instructions based on whether the person is a screen reader user or not.
These are going to be all screen reader users except probably one because they don't know screen readers. And we will... not give you that one because you already know how to do that.
Well, that's actually a very good question because we weren't very clear about that the last time we did it. So that's a good point, Brian.
Yeah. Nope.
Well, because I do it all the time, I tend to, I'm dealing with sighted people because they have some other technological issue that has nothing to do with their screen reader or they got some friend over. I used very different instructions, like I tell them about right-clicking and dragging this and things. So I always try and ascertain that at the beginning.
That's a fair
point. I probably wouldn't have thought to ask that today, so glad you...
Yep, okay. So you want to go first, which is good. I'm going to pick out... Yes, I've got a problem. So, Luke, are you at your keyboard? Because... you are going to go first, and I want to, go first isn't be a customer if you'd like to, and we're going to go down to a different room, and I'm going to tell you your problem.
Before you do that, Grace, can you MSN me your login password for the account that's exploration so that I can get Sean working on the descriptions, because I don't have enough
Absolutely.
Secret questions.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm here.
Yeah, you could just jump down to the common room and figure out what...
Yeah, that's where we're
going to
go. Okay,
right below
hold
here.
On. Here we go.
All right. And not enable India. That has a sainted purpose.
Yeah, that's reserved for Drew.
You basically...
Pretty much. I get my own channel here. It's nice. I like the VIP treatment.
Well, yeah, that's kind of just how... Hourglass. Sorry, I thought I'd just geek things up a bit.
Can you think
of
any...
You can make dogs do that. You can make dogs do that automatically.
Progress bar, 35%.
I'm really disappointed at the turnout. I was expecting us to have a chockers full Ventrilo.
I know.
Yeah, this is like the most fun
everybody
and entertaining lecture all year.
But I think some people just, I don't know if they didn't hear it or just
all
didn't
semester,
know.
Rather.
No, I think that's the end of the year and they can't be bothered anymore. That's what I think.
That's probably...
It also could be, too, that this is a pretty scary lecture.
That's scary health for the recording.
It is.
It's not scary. It's not a scary lecture.
This is hard. You know, people don't always have good phone skills. This is difficult, you know? You can't just pick up your phone and say, "What you want, man?" You can't do that, you know?
Then you should just be taking this quick.
What's going on?
Oh.
We were just discussing the fact that not as many people have shown up as we thought would show up.
Yeah, no. Okay.
And that was saying that it was terrifying. This lecture was terrifying for a lot of people.
Oh, I don't know.
I can
it's not supposed
yeah,
to
it is.
But Grace, you
yeah,
did my Skype chat about Cass, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's okay. It's not a problem. She wrote to me, and it's totally fine. I wasn't talking about her because she said she might not be able to come anyway. All right. Go.
Okay, so how do you want us to...
Ring, ring.
Yep, ring, ring.
Morning, help desk. How can I help you?
Yeah, you haven't answered the phone yet, Luke. Or is
no,
Brian,
he's not
Brian
on.
Doing
it's
this?
Brian. It's Brian.
No, Brian's doing
Luke's
it.
Customer.
I'm assuming,
yeah. Okay, sorry. I'll shut up now.
Yes, hi. I've got a bit of a problem. I just bought a new computer the other week, and I've got a bit of a problem with it, and I can't work out what's going on.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, basically, whenever I start it up, it runs fine for a while. Well, it seems to be anyway. It's kind of noisy, but it runs fine for a while. But then after maybe 10, 15 minutes, it just randomly shuts down.
So no matter what you're doing, if you're in, well, no matter what program, if you're on the internet or doing a word processing or whatever, it just randomly quits no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, it seems to. Even when I start it up and I might open a notepad or something like that, and then I might walk away to make a cup of coffee or whatever, and I'll come back and it's shut off again. Yeah, it just turns off.
And when you say shut off, you mean the power goes off, the monitor goes blank, there's no fans?
Yeah, it seems to. It just totally dies. And then when I press the power button again, it comes back up to the logon screen.
It comes back up to the logon screen? Like, immediately, or does it wait, take a couple of minutes and show you the whole Windows startup sequence again, or does it just come immediately back to the logon screen?
No, it takes time, and it shows the whole startup sequence and all the logos and stuff.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning of the call that it was noisy. Seems to be a bit noisy. Does that get progressively louder throughout the sort of period that it's on at all?
Yeah, it seems to. I think it's some kind of fan or something. I'm not entirely sure, but...
Yes, I actually suspect off the top of my head that it may be a temperature issue, which is unfortunately not something that you can resolve. It may require warranty service. What operating system do you have?
It's a Windows 7 machine.
Okay, and are you a screen reader user or no?
I am, yes, I use JAWS.
Okay, that's un. I think, sir, that your system actually may need hardware servicing, because I suspect what's happening is you're overheating. I'm going to bail out of the scenario for a moment.
Yep.
Because
you're right.
The temperature sensors are not accessible with speech in 7,
nope,
that I know of.
Nope.
Yes, you can use, there's that third party thing that is usable. You can't actually use the motherboard stuff, but what's that silly hardware thing that everybody uses? That.
Yes. Now, Bellark doesn't have that.
No, not Bellark.
No.
ZCPU?
No.
I don't think that is
it. CPU-Z will give you one of the sensors. It'll give you the CPU temperature, but there's another... I'll have to look up the name of it, but there is actually one that does about 25 different chipsets, and it basically talks to all of the sensor chips. And I've got it on my system at home, so I'll go and look and tell people. Awesome. It's a bit of JAWS,
the
view cursoring, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. But even if we could determine it, I mean, that's something that's not readily customer fixable.
Right. No, but your job now is to spin this situation as positively as you can and tell them that, yes, it can be fixed. Since your computer is under warranty, someone will be able to help you out since it's new, and... talk to them about, see if they got the computer from your company and all of that kind of good stuff. I gave you the problem that isn't fixable.
Nice.
Do you want me to go through the positive spin scenario or no?
Yeah, why don't you, so that everybody can see how that would work? Because you are good at this, and that's basically why I gave you this scenario.
Okay, sir. Well, unfortunately, I think that there may be a hardware defect with your computer. Fortunately, because it's fairly new, it's covered under warranty at this point, so there will be no charge to you for any of the repairs that may need to be done. And again, I apologize for the inconvenience, but we will probably have to take it to our service depot and get some parts changed.
Okay, why? What do you think could be the problem with it? I mean, is this going to be how long is this going to take, or is it going to be difficult to diagnose? Or
no, sir, it's actually fairly easy to diagnose. What I suspect is that one of the fans inside is not operating properly, so your computer is getting very warm and shutting down to protect itself. And fortunately, typically the parts that are required to change that are things that we have in stock and will be very easily replaceable. It's quite likely that you could actually bring it in and wait while it got serviced.
Okay. So what, if I boxed it up, what would you need, I suppose?
We would just need the computer itself, none of the cords or your cables for your keyboard or your monitor or any of those accessories, just the computer box itself. And a copy of the invoice would be handy, although not strictly necessary. That would be helpful for tracking purposes. And I can give you, the closest location for servicing, or if you like, we could arrange a, because it's a new system that's still, almost what we would consider in technical jargon an out-of-box failure, where it's failing pretty immediately after purchase. We can arrange a courier pickup if that would be more convenient.
Okay, what are the chances that this would ruin my, would I need to reset up everything? Because I was under the impression with JAWS that I've only got a limited number of keys or something.
Well, I mean, I can't guarantee that you wouldn't have to reset it up, because if for some reason the whole motherboard had to be changed, that would actually cause JAWS to deactivate. If, as I suspect, it's just a fan issue, nothing would have to change. There would be no changes to your software that you've already installed. They would continue to work.
Okay, well, if that's the case, if you could give me those locations, maybe I can bring it in next week or something like that.
And that's where we can end. Because, of course, you don't have those locations.
Yeah. Especially because he's all the way over in New Zealand.
In Canada, yeah.
If you had them, I'd be amazed.
Yeah, absolutely. That was fantastic.
You have to ship it. You have to ship it to Toronto.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Yeah, I think not.
That was fantastic.
Sorry, I probably should have made a point to be a bit more of a prat of a customer. I guess I've always felt sorry for people doing this kind of thing, because I've
Grace would tell you if that's what she wanted you to have been.
I just told you lower end knowledge, which you did fine.
Okay.
The point of that was not a horrible customer. The point of that was basically just a situation where you had to put a positive spin on the on what it was, and it was a harder situation technically to solve.
Fair enough.
There we go. That was fantastic.
Now, are they going to switch places, or are you going to move on?
No. No, I'll move on to somebody else who wants to go now.
Pair. Okay.
Anyone up to go?
I might as well.
All right. I'm going to find who do I want to have work with you?
Be gentle with me.
Oh, we will. Randy, how about you? Would you like to go ahead and do this? Sure. Come down to the common room. Okay.
Does anyone, by the way, wanna help me with my little project? I'm trying to come up with a list of organizations that are not good people, but that still take credit card donation.
That might be something to do after.
Yeah.
I guess I should have muted Quitter during my scenario. It went off a couple of times. That'll probably show up on the recording.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I didn't hear it.
One unfortunate person ended up actually broadcasting tweets across, so.
Yeah.
No, there'll just be my furnace in the recording, because my office is sort of in the basement, and there's just a particle board wall between where I'm sitting and the furnace, and it's, you know, minus 7 degrees or something, 7 degrees, so it's on a fair bit.
Okay, are you ready?
You're kind of hard to hear, Randy. I don't know if it's just me.
Is that any better?
That's better.
Okay. So we good to go then?
I guess so.
Okay. You guys, I just sat here for 10 minutes and talked to myself.
What? Why? Because they'd moved and you hadn't realized they moved.
No, because I moved up and I moved myself into the lobby and started talking. And I was wondering why nobody was answering me.
Fail.
Okay. So, as I said, Marshall, you do not get a nasty customer. Your scenario is you work at a college help desk and a student is calling you. So whenever you're ready, you can answer the phone.
Hello, this is the tech support desk. Can I help you?
I have a paper due in about 12 hours, and my computer won't start, and I really don't know what to do. And wondering if you could help me, please. I really need to get this done, and I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. What have you done to test the situation? Have you checked to make sure the computer's plugged in to the power, that it's, if it's plugged into a power strip, that the power strip's on?
It has power. It just won't, it won't boot up, and I'm kind of freaking out about this.
Okay, what operating system, and can you tell me a little bit about the computer? What kind of hardware does it have?
I have Windows 7. I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about the hardware, I guess. I'm just, wondering why it won't boot up.
Okay, does it have a floppy drive in it by any chance? That's a little, maybe a little archaic, but I've been caught by having floppy drives with a blank disk in the drive.
Yeah, I have a floppy drive. Should I not have a disk in it, or what, is that a problem?
Yeah, if you have a floppy drive and there's a blank disk in it, the machine will try and boot off that first, and it won't let you do anything. It won't finish the boot sequence.
Okay, will I get some type of error? I mean, all I get is like a blank screen and,
No, you won't get any kind of an error. You won't get any kind of an error at all.
Okay.
Actually, pause. Just a second. You may get a non-system disk error if a floppy disk is in there, but you may not.
Yeah, but if you said we were using screen readers.
Oh, yeah.
While I haven't asked, you won't be able to read that error.
Fair enough. No, you won't. Yeah, my bad.
Okay, so if I just take this disk out, do you think that might fix it?
It should. If it doesn't, you might check and make sure there's no disk in the CD-ROM that's blocking the boot up. Those are about the only two things. I assume you're hearing fans and you get the little beep sound when you push the start button.
Yeah, it just wouldn't finish booting up. So you recommend I take this disk out and just try starting it up again, repressing the power button?
Yes. Try that and see if it comes up.
Okay. Oh, hey, it's working. Thank you. I was so scared. I had this paper due, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. It was just my luck that the computer, wouldn't start, so.
Well, that's okay, because about 3 months ago, I had exactly the same thing happen to me, and I was just as confused as you were. So, I had slightly unfair advantage. Have a good day, and good luck with the paper.
Thank you so much.
Wow, you guys, that was really good.
Yeah, that was really
Congratulations.
Good.
Congratulations. You solved it on the first try, which is not not necessarily going to happen every time, but wow, that was absolutely great.
That was quite a stumper last term, I believe.
I wasn't kidding. I actually did have it happen to me about 3 months ago. You know, somebody had been down working on the machine and put a blank disk in the A drive, and it was perfectly happy sitting there, not telling me anything.
Yep. Well, that was absolutely fantastic. And you did really well, and you did make a wonderful... Go ahead.
Is that allowable practice, though, to say that kind of thing? I mean, I'm not dissing you, Marshall. I mean, it's good to have a rapport with your customer and everything like that, but...
At a university help desk? Absolutely. Maybe not in a corporate environment so much, but, you know, but you could say something like that, and that does make your customer, you know, feel good. Yeah, I've actually made that mistake before, and it's not uncommon. You're not stupid. That was a really good way of making your customer will call back that help desk again because the people
are
friendly.
I've had tech people do that. I've had support people do that too and say, "Oh yeah, I've had that before," or you know that kind of thing. And that does make you feel better. I had that when I called for help the other day.
Yeah, it made the
because I haven't.
It made the American feel much better. Go ahead.
I say things like that all the time. Like today, I had a customer call in that had a computer that we didn't understand why it wouldn't let her go to a certain website, and I said, just clear your cache and cookies, and I told her how to do it, and she was like, oh, I've never done that, and I said, you know, honestly, I spent 5 minutes fighting with my computer the other day trying to get it to enter a password, but it had something else saved in the cache and cookies, and it wouldn't log me on, so I've done the same thing as you have. It's not a big deal. I do it all the time. You know, it's just relation. It's rapport. It's building that bond of trust.
It's like, yes, these things happen. I've had it happen. And I'm not superhuman.
No, you're not a reason. This happened.
The other reason I kind of do that is I've found that people are afraid of computers. I mean, literally, you know, if I walk into the room, people lose their fear, and they fix the problem before I have to do anything, which is fine with me.
Absolutely. That was really, really good. So, who thinks that they want to go next?
Grace, I need the password for R13791 in MSN when you get a chance.
She's not enrolled in Exploration, but you can enroll her.
Yes, she is.
Oh, hold on. Yes, you are too.
I'm new in dinner at the moment, but I'll take the next one.
I can go with whoever you want me to go with, Grace. You can just smack with someone you think I'll be good with.
Yeah, me the same. I can go whenever.
Okay, we'll have you go next, because you're paired up with Carrie, Drew. And whenever Carrie's ready to do you, he can. I told you get a special scenario.
Yes, I'll help with that in about 3 to 5 minutes, guys, once I've got out and Sean logged in. And you MSN me that password if you can.
I just... No, I didn't.
Uh-oh.
No, you didn't. Who did you send it to?
Somebody else.
What, you didn't send it to me?
Didn't send it to me.
Well, if it's someone out of here, it won't have any context, so it won't make any sense. That's the good thing.
No,
side.
It wasn't. It was somebody. I sent it to Luke. Oops.
Oops.
Oh, well. There it is.
Damn, you give him a memory charm.
I was just going to pass it on, but...
Fair enough. All right.
Memory charm.
Is Karen here?
Let me see.
She appears in the list, but I haven't heard her voice.
Yeah, no. Okay, I think she said she was away for a minute, so I'll pick somebody else, and he'll get a different part. Okay, I've got one. Rhonda, come down to the lecture theater, or to the common room with... Oh, Karen! You're here? Can you talk?
Sounds...
Yeah. Oh. Can't. Oh. Okay, let us know when you have Rhonda in that case. You are up, and I'm going to... We can go to the common room.
You'll have to move me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to move. Teleportation. Whee! One thing you might check real quick, Karen, if you're using a hotkey for Ventrilo, is make sure that the mute microphone / binds box at the bottom of the Ventrilo window is not checked. That's a really easy one to do. That should be unchecked.
Yeah, I was working for it before. I can't imagine what...
Yeah, I remember we heard you at the beginning of the... Yeah, we heard you at the beginning of the lecture.
Okay.
She said good day and everything.
What room
did she?
Us?
I am here.
No, not
now.
Yet.
Oh, okay.
We were just saying we could hear her at the beginning, and I asked her to check the mute mic binds box and see if that was unchecked.
Also, make sure you're not in the setup dialog, because if you're in the setup dialogue, you can't talk.
No, she's been chatting.
Okay, no, that's... Well, you can still the setup dialogue in the chat window open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. All right. Luke, here's your scenario. You work in a company, your help desk, and you help business people. You work in a big corporation, and you've got these business people that you help with their computer problems. And you get to help Rhonda. So whenever you're ready.
Hello, help desk, can I help?
Yeah, my computer won't turn on, and I don't know why. I've, like, checked everything. I mean, like, the plug is plugged in, and the monitor's on, and it's blinking some message, and I'm not hearing anything. It's just dead. I'm pushing the buttons. I'm, like, pushing buttons on the keyboard. It's not working. I don't know why. I checked all my cords. It's broken, and I need it fixed, like, right now. I've got a business out of my home, and I have to fix this, like, right now.
Alrighty. So, now, you mentioned something about a message. Can you tell me what that is?
I don't know. It just says something about your computer monitor... connect the monitor to the computer or some crazy stuff. I don't know. I wasn't looking at it. I didn't look at it very carefully. I just keep seeing the message.
Okay, fair enough. Now, if you said you checked the connection with the monitor, is that right? It's usually quite a large plug at the back. Is that plugged in properly?
I'm a computer specialist. Don't you think I know about how to plug a computer in? Of course I checked the monitor.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sorry, I meant no insult. It's just that you'd be amazed how many people, including myself actually, have not done that or have failed to check something that should be plugged in that isn't. Okay, now, is there any way you could get the message to come back up and maybe have a closer look at it and read it to me, because that could give me some indication of what's happening?
I'm not getting anything. I just see this message thingy blinking on the screen. The person that was standing behind me said something about the computer not being on and I need to turn the computer on.
Okay. You said you've done that though, right? Like, you tell me what happens. You press the power button and the message pops up. Is that right?
No, I press the power button and nothing happens. The message just keeps blinking in front of me.
Okay, fair enough. Now tell me, is there anything in any of your disk drives, maybe your CD drive or floppy drive if you have one, or also USB ports?
No, it won't come on. If there's nothing in the disk drive, it won't come on. I push the power button and I'm not hearing anything. I don't hear, like, the fan start up, I don't hear anything. It's as though there's nothing, it's just not working.
Alright, okay. Well, sorry, can we pause this for a sec?
Yeah, go ahead.
Help.
Okay.
First clue, she can't hear anything. She can't hear anything when she presses the power button.
Mm-hmm. But if there's a message flipping across the screen...
She seems to know. That says connect your computer to the monitor. That means that the monitor isn't seeing the computer. What do you think,
Yeah, that message shows up even if it's connected to the computer and the computer's off.
Computer. Yeah. Why do you think the monitor can't see the computer?
Yeah, the monitor is attempting to be helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so there is a message on monitors if you leave them on with the computer off anyway.
Yep.
Yes, there is.
We're waiting. Yeah.
Some of them actually say...
Signal, it'll say...
Yeah, no signal, no sync.
Yeah. But usually they say... what was curious is she said... It keeps appearing, and typically what happens is they say off mode in 5 seconds, and until you cycle the power, you get a yellow standby light and nothing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so here's another clue. She says I've checked everything. Don't you know I'm a computer technician? You've realized that this computer isn't coming on. Maybe you should have her verify those things with you on the phone and get down and look.
Okay. And pause, I suppose.
Go.
Okay, now what I want you to do, if you can, is just with me on the phone here, if you could go down and just recheck the connections and the plugs and stuff, just so that we all know that what is actually connected to it, just for, I guess, my sake, to help me understand your situation.
fine, hold on a minute. I gotta move all this stuff, move the desk out from by the wall. I gotta get down here and get in all the cords and feel around and do a job that you could send someone out here to do for me if you really, 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 really wanted to. Hold on a minute, let me check the cords. I see some USB thingy going to my mouse. And there's this... What is this cord? There's this cord going to my router. It's a phone line going out of the back of my computer. There's the monitor cord. I'm tightening that up. It's all nice and tight. And there's my power strip, which is plugged into the wall. It's turned on. There's a little green light flashing on it. There's a power, another, what does this cord go to? It's plugged into the power strip. I'm following it around. I don't know what this blank cord goes to. It's big. It's got three prongs. It looks like it might go into the back of the computer. Let me plug this in and see what it does. It's just a cord going from the power strip to the back of the computer. Let me see if this helps me. I'm plugging it in, and I'm going to try. There's nothing else on here to unplug. This was unplugged. Let me see if this helps. I'm turning it back on, and oh my god, I hear the fan booting up.
Okay, now if you could just look at the screen and tell me, is anything coming up? Are there any logos or anything like that?
I've got the Dell startup screen, and it's booting up just fine.
All right. Well, that's wonderful to hear. Does that seem to have fixed your problem? Everything's still booting up properly? And...
Yeah, thanks. Click.
Fantastic job. I like the way you worded it. And so you didn't make her feel like you were belittling her. For my sake.
Yeah,
can you just check this again?
You guys did great.
Really good job, guys.
Yeah.
Please know it's not that personal. Like, I was not being rude to you. That's really seriously how people are in the work field. Seriously.
Oh, I know. I imagine you were being quite nice to me. I could imagine someone being considerably worse.
Have no idea.
I had forgotten just
if
how
it wasn't
bad,
rated PG, maybe she.
Yeah, and I had forgotten just how bad a fishbowl exercise that we used to do in Youth Line could be. That was absolutely horrible, and you were all evil people. I knew there was a reason I hated those.
Oh.
You know,
that was
did
a lot of fun.
I think. Yeah. Thanks.
You did really good.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my sadistic side coming out. I'm really sorry about that.
You weren't that bad, Rhonda. Really.
No, don't be. You weren't.
No, really.
I've been worse than that to tech people.
So have I.
Not quite from
the
stage like that. But yeah.
I'm not anymore. I used to be horrible to them, and I used to scream and cuss.
And then
swear.
You became one.
But I don't.
And then you.
I don't. Oh my god. I don't do it anymore. I am calm and collected, and I will listen to whatever they have to say.
Fair enough. Sorry if I was overly,
Yeah, you were just fine.
You're fine, you just need
to be
practice.
Honest, though, yeah, I spent most of that time trying not to laugh. I'm trying to keep it out of my voice and going, oh my god, people can't notice this. You know,
yeah,
I've got this woman on the other end of the phone, like, oh my god, I need to fix this, like, now, and just blah, 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 and I'm...
But I do the same thing, I have to mute my phone and laugh.
Once you get a few more calls under your belt, that will go away. You do 2 days in a call center,
yeah.
And you'll just want to get them done. All right. Jerk, it's a very special, pretty much, you might get this with sighted people, but not necessarily.
I think I know what's coming. I could be wrong, but I think I suspect
you
where
know
this
coming.
Call is going to go, and this is going to be fun.
No, Drew, if you work in the blindness field, this... Maybe.
I'm going to turn gigantic hypocrite in a few minutes, I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
So this
now,
is definitely a personality call.
Is this the one we discussed a couple of days ago?
Yes, this is the one.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hang on, you're not going to give him any...
Hello, welcome to insert your name here, technical support. How may I help?
No,
what?
No,
I don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm having a problem. I'm trying to do this assignment, and it's due in tomorrow, and everybody else can access the stuff on the website, and I can't. It's not working, and it's never worked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of website is
it? It's this website for this course with these movies that I've got to play for the course so I can listen to the movies and answer the questions, and I can't find them. They're not there.
Okay. Are you using... Is this a Flash website, do you know?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say anything about Flash on the screen, but I think there was something mentioned about Macromedia. What's a jig? But I don't know what that is. Oh, is it? Oh, well, this is an old website, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, yeah, there's probably... there could be... You could still need to download the newest version of Flash. It's possible that that could be the problem. Do you see a message on the website anywhere saying that you need to download something because something won't display properly?
No, I'm pretty sure I've got the latest Macrodobe thing. I was watching YouTube this morning, and it was working.
Okay. Okay. All right. Are you using a screen reader?
Yes, I am. I'm using the Shark. That's Jaws. We call it the Shark. It's probably not funny if you weren't there.
Yeah, I recall. I use it myself, actually. What version of it are you using?
I've got version 10.
Okay, it's quite likely that you may need to upgrade to the latest version of Jaws for Windows because they've fixed some issues in the new version of Flash that would allow you to use it more effectively.
Do you know the amount of that I went through last time I wanted to upgrade that? It broke the whole computer, and I had IT down here, and I couldn't get it to boot up, and my workstation was down for days. Is that safe? I mean, it was such a mess last time.
I apologize. It should be safe. Can you go through the procedure that caused everything to be broken? Because I certainly wouldn't want to repeat it.
I don't remember. They just gave me this CD and I put it in, and it might have been something wrong with the thing going to Windows 7 or something. I mean, that was last time we did it, but it was all messed up, and I had to call all these people, and I couldn't get it to work. I mean, is this upgrade something I should really be doing myself? I mean, shouldn't I call someone? I mean, I know it's, you know, 10 o'clock at night or something, but should I try and find somebody to call to get this? Because, I mean, this is not something that I really feel confident doing. It sounds really complicated.
I understand. It shouldn't be necessary. If you want to, for ease of mind, then feel free. But you actually don't even need to get a CD. You can actually go to the Freedom Scientific website and download the latest version and then install it without need to order a CD or anything like that.
I don't know. I'm just terrified of breaking anything. I mean, you know, climbing mountains, no problem. But just installing a new program? Just gives me cold chills. I don't know. Is this install? I mean, have you ever installed this? I mean, is this a difficult procedure? What if it locks up in the middle? I mean, can I use something else to get out of it? I don't know. It's just.
Sure. Windows comes with a screen reader by default. That's called a narrator that can give you minimal speech. It won't help you for Flash or anything, but you can use that. Or you can try an open source free solution called NVDA if you wish to have something that's free and easily available just in case something goes wrong. I mean, that could also help with Flash, but it could not. There's really no way to tell unless, you know, you try it out first. The support of Flash is better than NVDA's, though, so it's more likely that would work.
Well, I suppose I'm just going to have to give it a go. I mean, I just can't think of anybody else I could call. I mean, everybody else I know would be in bed, and I'm just going to have to give it a go and hope it goes all right. I'm going to be pretty upset if it doesn't work. Hopefully it should be okay, though. Have you ever upgraded this before? Did it work for you?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Fortunately, I'm quite glad about that. And I've talked to many other people who have managed the upgrade and the transition without any problem.
All right. Well, if you could give me some instructions on that as to how I would go about upgrading that, that would be really good. And so ends the call.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the Freedom Scientific website also provides download instructions.
Oh, do they? I've never looked. I'll have to go there and have a look.
I mean, it's stuff like download, click the button, and then follow the prompts. But you know, it's all you really need.
Yeah, I hate it when they say click the button. They really reckon we're using a mouse. It's just... Anyway,
that would be great if Freedom Scientific says click the button.
It doesn't.
I don't think they do. I was just talking. I don't think they actually say that. That'd be funny.
Okay, there we go. I think we're done.
Yeah, that was your rock
star. Is that what it was?
That was amazing. Yeah.
That wasn't what I thought it was going to be, actually. I thought you were going to say, oh, well, I pirated it. Do you know of any way to get it off of, like, Demonoid or something?
Oh,
and then I would have to explain that I have no idea how to do that and go away.
No, that's a really good one, though.
I have a question about that.
Go ahead.
About how to get it off Demonoid or about
the ball?
Because we're not
on.
Answering the Demonoid one.
Yeah.
No, not about how to get it off of Demonoid. I already know how to do that. What I was wondering is, could he have used...
Benefit of the...
No, it's not.
Could he have...
Don't
tell
someone...
No,
it's
Gary.
Isn't it?
I don't know what it is.
Ah, and he wouldn't actually do it. He just said that he knew how to do it.
He just said he knew how to do it.
Shush, Drew. Let Gary ask you the question.
Come on.
Sorry.
Okay, couldn't maybe... I'm not sure because I'm not familiar with the tandem part of JAWS, but could he have maybe helped install the update with that?
No, because you do the upgrade, it kills off the tandem session. Because, you know, JAWS has made changes to your computer that requires you to reboot, and then tandem's gone. So, sadly, tandem will not survive an upgrade, to my knowledge.
Okay, I never used it. I was kind of curious.
Survive a restart of anything.
No,
so.
It won't.
It would get him, well, it would get him to the bit where he needs to restart, and then he just has to click next, enter, so it would get him part of the way there, but I would feel silly tandeming
it. I would not recommend, I would not recommend doing that.
At that point, you're getting into more than you want, really.
Good to know.
I think the point of the call, just so that people understand, is the terrified blind person, the blind person that lives their life in fear of making any change to their computer whatsoever, and the blind person that will call 27 friends, balance up the old confusions, and then go and belt their head against a brick wall because they're so confused and conflicted by the 27 opinions that they asked for that they will never move forward and fix their computer. And we do get a lot of that. It's people do get into that.
I like the idea of the blind mountain climber that nevertheless is terrified of the
blind
program.
Yeah, there are blind people that do amazing things, and they're scared of their computers, terrified of their computers, and
backwards.
I had a kind of hard time because, in fairness, JAWS upgrades can go horrifically wrong with video intercept stuff, so that's not really the best of examples, but...
But they've got to upgrade this thing if they want to. Yeah,
and
it's very unlikely. They've got
to
upgrade this. You've got to try and get them to understand. No, it's probably.
I thought it was
going to
be an issue of payment, because then I would tell them, like, well, you can go through the DSS office and get, you know, a license paid for, and it runs in demo mode, and I was ready to do all that.
No. I had the video intercept error with a video card that went bad this week.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Yeah, someone said something.
Yeah, Rhonda.
Why are you waiting so late to do this?
No.
I was busy.
I know, but that went through my head. I wouldn't really say,
college
why
student.
Are you doing it now? But
I was
so
climbing a mountain.
My head.
Hey, I was climbing a mountain, right? I just come down from climbing my mountain and I realized I had my assignment due. So, no. Mountain climbing is very important.
Do they wait till 0 hour? I'm no different.
Absolutely.
You know, though, I do have to say, Drew, the one thing I noticed that you did that nobody else did. No one. Your small bit of empathy. I loved it. It was great.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Not too much. Just apologize.
Yeah, no, that is
good. Well, the thing that I noticed on some of these calls is we've got to be happy. I know that tech support is a soul-crushing, horrifying, and painful job, but it is also your chosen profession. So liven up a little.
And you did such a good job.
The one thing that Carmen and I will have.
I know, right?
One comment I do have for Drew is that you'll be going on, and then all of a sudden your voice will drop down here, and then we can't hear you.
He's sick.
So you gotta watch that.
No, I'm not sick.
Oh,
no,
you're
just,
sick right now, but you have a tendency to do that anyway, though, so I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. I went to a concert the other day and my voice is shot, so.
I forgot that, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I did the same thing though, Sean. I'll start out like, thank you for calling the Verizon Fiber Solutions. My name is Sean.
I'm just trying to find the least objectionable range for my voice to live right now.
Well, that was really awesome.
Great job. That was a hard one, but since you've been here another year, a second year, I figured I'd give you one that's quite hard.
Yeah, fair enough. I had more trouble with the system disk problem for some reason.
Oh, that was you last term!
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
well,
funny.
To be fair, she didn't have a disk in, and I didn't know that USB drives could do
thumb
that, because I'd never seen it before. Yeah, I mean, I've had my thumb drive plugged into my computer when it boots up, like, since the Metazoic age, and it's never, you know, given me a problem, so I just didn't know that could happen.
You got lucky. All right, who
apparently
is
so.
Next? Gary, would you like a go?
Sure.
All right. Luke has been a customer. Haven't you? Yes. Okay. I'm trying to think who wants to be his customer. He might get lucky. I was saving this for Karen, but she's not able to talk. Are you able to talk yet?
Should somebody Skype her up and check some settings with her or something? Do you want me to go and...
I can try and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you might want to do that and just check some things with her, Sean, quickly, because we'd like her to be able to talk if she can. I mean, if it's not going to happen...
Oh, but she's not... Hang on, she's not on it.
Ah, fair enough.
So, Karen, if you can hear us, please sign into Skype so that I may assist you, because I'd be more than happy to do that, but... You have to be on it.
And I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Oh,
there you are.
There
okay.
She's
was that Rhonda that just spoke, or was that her that just spoke? Because we just heard
that
it
was
now.
Rhonda.
It was me. I was being a geek. I'm sorry.
Smack.
All right, I'm trying to.
I'm happy to play customer.
Yep, you're gonna. I was gonna pick on you. Yep. All right. Oh, come on.
Down. Is that meant to happen?
Are we waiting for the call participants to come back? Are we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I went down there to try to get a head start, but I got kicked out.
Cheater. I wondered about that.
Cheater.
Smack.
This is the one fun thing of having a voice like I do. I can do great Princess Bride impersonations.
Don't even think about escape.
sorry. Don't even think about escape.
That's awesome.
I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. Answer the phone when ready, Gary.
Help desk, this is Gary. Can I help you?
Hi, Gary. I seem to be experiencing a bit of a problem with my computer. When I turn it on, there's nothing on my screen.
Okay, do you have any lights on the monitor on?
Yeah, when my monitor turns on, it comes on briefly, and it shows a message. It's a bit hard to read because I'm a large print user, but it says something about off mode in 5 seconds, and then it goes away.
Okay, could you check the connections where the monitor connects to the computer?
My monitor has two cords coming out of it. Which one should I... One's going, I think, to my power strip, and there's two actually going to my computer. One looks like a USB cord, and one's this fat cord with a bunch of two little round bits at the end.
I want you to check the one that is the fat cord, and it's going to have a flat plug on the end that connects to the computer. Could you make sure if that is connected for me, please?
It appears to be, but it's a bit loose. I can sort of push it in a bit, and I can try and sort of push it in and see if that'll help. Should I turn the computer off before I do that?
Yes, I would prefer that you do. When you do that, push that in, and there should be two little screws on either side of that flat plug, if you could make sure that those are secure and tight.
Okay, if you hang on a sec. Okay, I've done that, and I'll turn the computer back on now. And oh, I have a picture. Thanks very much.
Okay, is the computer booting up normally like it should?
Yeah, at this point it's showing me the Windows logo.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, and I'm glad I could help you today, and you have a nice day.
Fantastic job.
My monitor has a USB hub in it, so I thought I'd throw that in for good measure.
Sweet. Well, it's fair enough. He's got you work at a help desk.
I just want to say that it kind of really isn't all that fair. I've been kind of doing this kind of thing for like two or three years now.
That's okay. No, we know. That's why I gave you something that was a told him to give you a bit of a challenge.
Are you and I've been a Gary? Because if you are, can you just tip that boom up a bit? Because, wow.
Just a bit loud.
You're very loud.
Yeah, you are a bit substantially louder than everybody else. It's all right. I've been doing this help desk stuck for like 12, so I
gave him a problem he couldn't
a couple
solve.
Of wrenches in.
Is this any better?
Little bit.
How's Karen coming?
We're still trying to figure out. I can't hear her on Skype. We're doing Skype chat, and I'm trying to use Ventrilo to see if we can get the Ventrilo going.
I'd suggest mute switches on microphones, perhaps.
She doesn't have any. Because as the first thing I asked, she doesn't have any.
Plugged in.
Does the sound recorder work?
Have you checked your microphone?
It was. She could talk earlier. Maybe it came out?
Did she or not?
Yeah, it could have come loose.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, no, she did.
Hang on. Oh, so you've only got the headset working in one ear now?
Oh, sounds like a dying headset.
Yeah, it could sounds be. Like Do you have any other headsets you can use? Or is that the only one you've got? No other headset. Okay, try... the other option you have is to try disconnecting it and reconnecting it from the computer, and then closing Ventrilo and then opening it again. That's another option you have.
Oh, well. We will, come back to her. Randy, would you like to have some fun?
Yes, I'd love to be the next victim. I mean, participant.
Oh, good. Well, from everybody who was here last year, you might actually recognize... There she is. You might actually recognize the next customer. She's a return caller to the Covey Tech Center, and Randy gets the distinct pleasure of dealing with her.
We all love
so,
her.
Whenever you're ready.
We met her, she did not have a name. However,
now
we decided that Daphne was an appropriate name for her.
All right. Thank you for calling the help desk. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Well, it's been 6 months since my grandma's funeral, and I was decided that maybe my family wouldn't remember her, so I made this lovely PowerPoint slide with all of her memories, and I was about to send it out, and my internet connection doesn't work, and I really don't know what to do, because I feel like my family might have forgotten grandma, and I don't know what to do if they'd forget her. I mean, it's terrible, and I'm not sure what to do. Do you have any ideas of what the problem might be?
Yeah, well, you said your internet connection's not working. Have you checked, all the connections from your computer to the wall? What have you done to try to solve the problem?
Well, I tried to send the email, but that didn't work. So, I went and I did a seance and asked Grandma what to do, and she didn't know, so I decided to call you.
Well, I hope I can help you today. Have you tried to open your internet browser? Does anything come up, say, when you open Internet Explorer?
Oh, let's see. Let's see. I'm going to open it up. I found this new site called BlinkyLights.com, and last year, when you guys showed me the Blinky Lights, I got this site up, so now it's my homepage, so I sit and watch the Blinky Lights for 5 hours a day, and my life is great
so
and happy.
Are you able to see Blinky Lights when you open it up?
No! No, it's gone! Where'd the Blinky Lights go? Oh, no!
What do you see on the screen when you try to open it up?
The page cannot be displayed.
Okay.
Why can't the page be displayed? That doesn't make any sense. It's always been displayed.
Well,
do you know why
we're
the page
try
might
to figure
be
out. We're going to try to figure that out. How are you connected to the internet? Do you have maybe a cable modem or router? Who do you get your internet
I have a magic box that plugs into the wall, and then there's a cord from the magic box to my computer. And the magic box gets me on the line.
Okay. So, is the box you have... let's check some connection here. Is the box you have plugged in to the wall, and is the cord... that goes from the box to your computer you know, plugged in and fitting nice and tight together.
Let's see. From the box to the wall, there's two cords, and there's a little a square box, and oh, the box has blinky lights on it, so it must not be the box. Let's see if it's one from my... Oh, Fifi, you bad cat! It looks like the cord between my magic box and the computer's been chewed up by Fifi. What a bad cat!
Okay.
Well, it looks like...
So your cord isn't connected?
No, Fifi chewed it in half. I guess I'll have to go to the store and get a new cord.
Yeah, I think what you're going to need to do exactly is go get a new cord, because you mentioned that the lights on your modem box are working. So what you're going to need to do is go get a replacement cord, and that's going to be your easiest chance at solving the problem.
Well, I'm off in the Daphne Mobile to go restore the blinky lights and get my PowerPoint presentation back online. Bye-bye now!
That was really good.
You better go discipline that pussy.
Wow.
There you are, Karen.
Are we allowed to ask what the problem was, or is it classified?
Yeah, the problem was that the cat chewed through her cord.
No.
Yeah, not a very
defective.
Didn't Karen come on channel? Isn't Karen's
yes.
sound?
Oh, what was wrong with
her?
Yeah, what was wrong with
her
your
USB? I think wasn't your USB problem?
I think I might have a bodgy headset. It's only working in one ear now. When I shoved the USB in to make sure it was in properly, I think maybe I don't know. I need a new one.
You possibly do.
But yeah. Just catching up on a little bit what I missed out on, was that a very naughty pussy playing with your magic box?
Yes. No! No, it was That's basically what it was. It was a very naughty pussy chewing through a cord on a cable modem. But I like your description better. This customer is completely and totally nuts.
I don't like a pussy.
I'm gonna have to get the recording because I missed some of that when I was trying to help Karen, and I have to hear that again.
Okay.
So this is gonna be worth the download, you guys.
Sorry, Sean.
One of the things I was going to suggest, actually, in that particular situation was I was actually going to suggest to Daphne, just as a matter of interest, that perhaps what Daphne should do is get some wire tie and curl up that cord so that the cat would be less likely to play with it.
This is possible.
That's a really good idea.
But well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was fantastic. You did laugh a little bit, but you really can't help it. Try not to. You did keep your composure pretty well.
Yeah, you did that.
I lost a little bit at the end.
Yeah. This wasn't so bad for this call, but another call is you'll definitely want to keep in mind is never, ever, ever interrupt the customer.
Well, with Daphne,
she's chatty.
Even if it's a good idea, even if you really should.
No. For social, that's the exception. That's the exception. For a chatty social customer, you
really?
Do interrupt her. That's the one exception.
That's why I waited, but then...
Or else you're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah, Daphne will talk about her grandmother until, you know... You've got to sort of go, excuse me.
I just take sips of coffee when that happens, but yeah.
No,
if you're in a call
Rhonda, what would
they
tell you to do?
Okay. Times.
You never interrupt the customer. Then. You sit there and you listen and you let them talk for hours. If you actually interrupt the customer, you get... No, you do. If you interrupt
She's
the customer,
about where she...
you can get... that can be considered an auto fail or a customer mystery, and you will get a zero on that phone call. You have to sit there and listen to them yammer. If you get a gap of silence, you can try to jump on it, but if they start talking, you immediately drop off the line. You stop talking, and you let them say what they have to say.
I think
Rhonda,
you're...
How are you supposed to keep call time?
You should introduce your managers to the Cisco Academy.
The call time... The call time, you know, you're... The call time you're supposed to... you're supposed to try to keep it down, but sometimes when you've got old grandma from 1860 who wants to teach you about cats, fertilizer on food, what happens to cows when they go to the slaughterhouse, and how land was divided up in the olden days, sometimes you can't really help but be on the phone for 45 minutes to an hour, unfortunately.
Okay, well, luckily we're not working for your help desk, but in our help desk, which is the Cavi help desk, yes, you are going to interrupt the customer. So, no, if we're working for Rhonda's help desk, we don't. But in our help desk, we are going to squeeze a word in edgeways, even if it's to go so that you get their attention, because otherwise you are going to be there
all
night.
Can you get away with coffee?
I love how you politely.
Yeah. The only thing that I noticed...
Go ahead.
The only thing that I had noticed that I might would do differently is when she was asked to check both the cords for the power and the one that went from the router to the computer, given that personality, I may have just asked her to check one at a time.
Yeah. I'm going to say that cat's got good teeth to be able to tear through an Ethernet cable.
I've seen it done, you guys.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, it's Karen's turn if she'd like to go.
I am ready.
All right, I've just got to think of a situation for you.
Something really easy, please.
That's up to her.
Yeah.
Set up a static IP address for me, Karen. No, I'm just kidding.
That's up to her.
That's awful.
who
would like to be Karen's customer? I've got one.
Okay. I can.
Who wants to do it? All right, hey, come on down to the common room. Sorry, I had to kick you out because you wrangle. I think you're the problem. You're doing.
She's not supposed to go down, is she?
Yeah, I think.
I thought I was.
No, Grace and Gary.
Yeah, you stay up here, Karen, because you're not supposed to hear the answer because you're the help desk person.
I was
going to
check, that's all.
Yeah, and I've got move privileges, and I'll just keep moving you back out, so you'll get about one word in ten.
No fun.
What fun for me?
Does Cavi have what's called a go-to-assist feature, Carrie? Could that have been an option for a really customer with the whole JAWS bit? Could there be a go-to-assist type thing going on?
What do you mean a go-to-assist?
Not if they're doing a JAWS upgrade. Not if they're doing a JAWS upgrade.
You could have done, though. You could have done a go-to-assist. What a go-to-assist is the same remote access, that type of thing. You could do remote access if it were another program. I don't know how it would work with a screen reader, but...
No, they don't. And the fact is that you give some of our students, when they first join Cavi, you tell them you want to install remote access on their computer, they won't enroll in the course. There is that much terror of putting things on your computer. And whilst it would be nice to be able to put VNC on and forward the ports or, you know, sign them up to logmein.com, we do tandem into people, but tandem wouldn't help us with a JAWS upgrade, as we discussed, because tandem would have gone pew when it rebooted
and
you'd lose your
connection.
And
there are people that are even afraid of tandem.
Oh, yeah, we've got people who refuse to let us tandem into their machine. They're like, I'm not letting you tandem. It's like, but you're sitting in front of the computer and you can listen to every key I hit, and if I hit one that you don't like, press these three buttons.
I'm not going to break it. I'm trying to get things done quicker and show you how to do them. I really
no,
not going to
break
it.
You'll break it. No.
Actually, what I have said, what I have said to people, actually, on a lot
She's
of occasions,
not.
On a lot of occasions, I have honestly said to people, I said, oh, I have a serious, you know, I have a good reputation and I have a resume. If that's not good enough for you, I'm sorry. I refuse to fix your computer. Thanks for playing.
You'll break it.
She's just doing random noise.
It's so funny because I have this problem as well, and I'll say to people, look, honestly, people who are affiliated with the academy will come in and ask us to fix their computers at the training room, and you are lucky if you have access to a technician from Cavi because you know they're going to do it right.
I have a question, actually, that I might as well ask, and I didn't even think to ask this question until just today. If there is a situation like mine, where, like, you, or not like mine, but similar, where, like, say you've got some sort of throat infection or you've lost your voice and you're trying to be on a phone, could you just, like, take a day off on that basis that I'm going to sound like crap and that my performance will degrade? I'll get bad reviews or whatever if my voice doesn't sound right on the phone?
If it's really bad, you probably could.
Yes, I have done.
Sorry, what was that one?
I'm sorry, I get really bad sinus infections, like, to the point that I whisper when I talk, and what most call centers' policy is, you know, you try to work it out as much as you can, but you can get an excuse for laryngitis or for absolutely no voice. I mean, you've got to be able to really project. You've got to be a loud mouth, pretty much. Because when you've got old deaf Ethel on the phone going, what did you say? You've got to be able to, you know, kind of plug your TV in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just afraid of light.
I had a
wicked cough, and I couldn't get through a call without coughing every 10 seconds. There's not much point.
Yeah.
I agree.
Your voice.
All right. Well, let's do the final. Do Karen's call because she's on somewhat of a
Karen.
Time limit, and then we can go on and.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize you were on a time limit. I'm sorry.
Is she the only one who hasn't gone, or is she the last person?
Yep, she's it.
It's too bad Eden wasn't here.
Oh, I don't get to be a customer. Oh, well. I've done them before.
Yeah.
You could do customer if we still want to do my nightmare customer thing.
Oh, he can be technician for that. I want to see what he'd do. Okay, Karen, you get to go. So anytime you're ready, you can answer the phone.
I've just answered the phone. Welcome to Fantastic Help Center.
Yeah, I'm calling up. I was using my computer, and now I don't hear anything.
Your sound has gone, has it?
I don't know. I'm really in a hurry, and I can't hear anything at all.
Okay, I just have a few basic questions I'd like to ask you. This might take a few minutes. Would it be more convenient for me to talk to you a later time, or do you think you've got enough time right now?
No, I really need to get this fixed.
Would you prefer for me to call you back when it's most convenient? I can call you back later on when you've got a bit more time, because going through a few of these steps actually might take about 5 or 10 minutes of your time initially.
Okay, I have that much time. I'm good.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your computer? What sort of operating system you're running?
Yeah, I'm running Windows 7, and it's a laptop computer.
Excellent. And what was the last thing you were doing before the actual sound stopped working for you?
Well, I was reaching for some papers and I dropped them and I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. So were you actually listening to a CD, or were you logged on to Ventrilo or any other audio thing at the time?
No, I was actually typing a Word document.
And are you using a screen reader or a magnifier that usually has voice output for you?
Yes, I am, and I restarted the computer after this happened. I think I may have hit something when I went to grab for what I had dropped, and I restarted, and I still don't have any sound.
Okay, are you listening to the sound on your computer through a headset or through speakers?
Through speakers.
Speakers!
I'm running out of questions to ask now.
You're getting really close. You're scorching hot.
He dropped something. And it stopped. What might he hit on a laptop that would make it stop?
Laptop, right?
Laptop.
Have you actually had the opportunity to check all the cables on your laptop to make sure everything is plugged in securely?
Yeah, it seems like everything is plugged in where it should be.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen a laptop with a touch strip, Karen?
With a what?
A touch strip. You run your finger along it and it can change the volume settings and stuff.
Okay, I think I've got one of those on mine, but I've never used it. Is that where the internal mouse is, and you can actually turn it off?
No. It's actually, some of them, the new ones, can have a touch strip, where you can run your finger along the top part of the computer, change the volume, and if you hit the wrong part of it, mute your entire computer.
Oh, I didn't even know that existed. I probably got one on mine.
And turn off your Wi-Fi.
She just demoed it for you.
If you find it, you'll know about it, trust me.
I'm going to look for one now.
You might want to get a sighted person to look.
Was there another way I could have gotten the problem across?
Nope. That was all you did. You gave her more information than most people would have given her.
You guys...
Touch strip is?
It would be great irony if that's what was wrong with her computer earlier, and that was why she couldn't receive... Why she couldn't
Yeah. Oh.
That would be really awful.
I wonder if I've got one. Where would mine be if I've got one?
That's okay, Karen. It would be right next
there's
to the
touch,
robot.
There's a touch strip above the keyboard.
Yeah, it's right above the keyboard. And if you reach down and pick up papers and drop them, you might find it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There's some laptops.
I've never actually seen one of these.
I've never seen this. You guys have mentioned these before, and I've never yet seen a laptop that has it. Thankfully.
They've got them.
Some HPs and some Dells.
You never want to see it.
And some of these fancy keyboards that have multimedia buttons typically have a mute button on them as well. Above in that whole row of mystery programmable keys above the
Oh, I had a good one.
Mine are all on the right and left-hand side.
I actually had one that if you install the Asus utilities, I had an Asus board when you install the Asus utilities, and I tried to put magic onto the computer to press Control-Alt-M to mute my, to actually launch magic, and it turned out that when you install the Asus motherboard utilities, that actually is a shortcut for mute sound. And that was somewhat disturbing to have all of your audio and everything go away.
Oh no!
Tell me about it. I've got one of those.
Was the keystroke the same to get it back?
I've got this mute buttons.
Luckily it was, but figuring out what was going on, just pressing this button and having everything go, no more sound, was quite disturbing. And it muted all of the sound cards, not just the one you thought you were using. It shut everything down.
Oh, God. Now here's another instance where third-party driver hotkeys cause problems. It's very easy with maybe not so much the newer ones, but some of the Intel graphics cards take Alt Control and the arrow keys as screen rotation keys.
If you
happen to be a windowized user, and are trying to adjust your mouse parameters, you can either turn your screen upside down or invert it one way or the other.
Is it worth mentioning that WindowEyes is notoriously bad at reading the Intel dialogue unless you use a lot of mouse cursor, and to actually get it back, the easiest thing to do is to launch the JAWS demo and turn off the hotkeys with JAWS. I'm sure you can do it with WindowEyes, but it's not as easy.
I've never tried it with JAWS. I'll have to try that on my network.
Table commands.
Nope, because for JAWS intercepts them and says, no.
Okay, that's nice.
It's nice when you need it more.
To fix that one, you go into the Intel graphics adapter under the control panel, and you uncheck use hotkeys, and then you can use your WindowEyes control alt arrow stuff to actually change the voices and speeds and all that sort of stuff. So that's the way around that. But there are piles of blind people that have turned
Freedom
the screen upside down.
Freedom actually has a technical support notice about it.
There's also a thing, apparently, if the table commands don't get intercepted and you do turn the screen upside down and turn it around, it can actually mess up the video intercept to the point where you need to reboot to get reliable speech back. So, yes, it can be a problem with JAWS.
Screen twister.
Yeah.
No, JAWS won't let you even do that unless you pass it through.
No, I've done it outside of applications on older versions of JAWS, yep, and it's dropped right through and turned my screen around the wrong way, and it's messed up speech. We did it on Blackers' netbook. I remember doing it. It's doable.
Oh, okay.
I had that problem when I had Vista. I actually moved my screen, and it was reading things all funky and weird, and I didn't know it. I had to reboot and then change the screen back, so you actually can do it.
And you might want a sighted person to make sure that you get the screen rotated the right way to when you
usually,
fixed it.
Usually Control-Alt-Up will put it back, but I mean, I did it with WindowEyes, and it was that way for months, and I didn't even know, because it still read properly.
That's fantastic.
And you some strips will turn like the wireless, the Bluetooth, and the sound all in one go, because you mentioned it.
One blindy fish swipe with the fingers, and you can shut your Bluetooth, your wireless, and your audio all off, and they're gone. And then when you reboot, they're still gone.
It's not any fun. I've done it.
Yeah.
I did tell you today about the time it took me 3 days.
Did
it
show up
like
in control panel was disabled or what?
Oh yeah, you said that.
What happened with Luke there? Drew was talking.
He's been doing that. It took me the function key, the FN escape key, which just mutes everything, even down to the log off sounds and everything. I accidentally did this once. I was aiming for the control key, because I didn't have a Windows on that laptop. So I was aiming for the control escape and missed and hit FN control escape. And of course it went, no more audio. So I pressed buttons for a while and couldn't do anything and opened a web page and, did something which should have clicked a link and it didn't do anything and played a song and it still didn't do anything and tried to connect up to dial-up internet and all sorts of things that should have made sound but didn't. And thought, okay, the thing's totally frozen. Rebooted, started up again, and I could hear the vague pop through the headphones, but that's right, I couldn't even hear that. So I thought, hell, it's not even booting up. So I did this about 3 or 4 times, and eventually took it out to Dad and said, what the hell's wrong with my computer? And of course Dad played with it for 30 seconds, realized it was muted, and clicked the keystroke, and everything came back.
There must have been a light somewhere on the keyboard, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe he just probably read the icon.
No. If you double-click the speakers, often they mute the mixer through there. And I think when you mute a sound card, when it's globally muted, it changes the speaker icon in the task tray. I'm not 100% sure of that. I think it puts a line.
Yeah, it does. It actually puts a line through it.
If you disable your Wi-Fi, say, by hitting one of these touch strips, what is, like, if you go to the control panel, does it show up as disabled, or does it say that
it's just gone?
Like, it's just not even there at all?
Yep.
Computer doesn't.
It's as if you've.
Is it in device?
No.
No. It's.
Yeah, you go. No, you go in and it shows as disabled in there. You go into the.
No. Not on all of them. No.
Really?
On a lot of laptops, when you turn the Wi-Fi off, it actually unplugs the PCI Express and it disappears from the profile. In fact, it does the whole blablunk wireless card disconnected.
It's
yours
gone.
Might still be visible, but
that.
It goes. Oh, I have. We got
I
four
have
of them.
Yeah, and my
that's
Asus netbook, SNF2, actually makes it go away. It doesn't appear there anymore.
Yep, same on the Wind. If you and on the EEPC, when you turn them off, the devices actually disappear out of the device profile. In fact, I had an EEPC 701 in Windows, and in Linux. When I did an LSPCI, the wireless card wouldn't show up. I pressed the wireless card on, reran LSPCI, and there it was. It showed up in the device list. So it actually takes the device out of the profile.
Oh, wow. So it's hard-coded in. Wow.
It is gone.
So where do you find it? Let's say you've got someone calling in and they say, okay, I have no wireless internet, but they don't know what to look for. They don't know what they've done. Where do you find it to turn it back on for them?
Often there is a light. Often there is a light that says wireless, and you ask them to look for a wireless LED, and is that light on or not? And then if that light is on, you then start asking them to either look for a strip above the keyboard or for things written on top of the function keys that might have a picture of a radio or one of the other things. One of the other problems I have with a lot of these laptops is, whilst pictures are fairly universal, if you've ever had somebody trying to explain to you what the little icons on the keys are and then trying to figure out what those keys actually do, that can
be
a bit complex.
If they don't speak good English, you're in trouble.
And the pictures are not even intuitive of them in and of themselves anyway. You might see something, because even my friend David has been like, what the heck is that? Except he used a different word, but because he couldn't tell what the picture was even supposed to be. Like, if the icons are bad, then even they might have trouble.
Yeah, apparently the Wi-Fi icon looks like a little lightning bolt. So I've had someone describe it to me as that.
Some of them are different. Like, if there's an adapter called a Zyxel adapter, and all you get are bars and a blue Z or a red Z. And if the Z is blue, you're good. But if the Z is red, you're not. But everything, they're all different, and so you never know what you're really looking for.
Yeah, there's no standardization.
Yeah, the other problem is, and one of the other things I've noticed is with some of the laptops, especially with the MSI Wind, which can be quite a challenge, FNF11 is the toggle key for that. And it actually goes through four options. It goes through everything off, Bluetooth on, Wi-Fi on, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on. So you've actually got to cycle through until you get the right set of things, complete with a didink, 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 as all the Bluetooth devices appear and disappear and all that sort of stuff. So it can be quite confusing. But luckily, when you do it on the Wind, it says F23 when you press this button, and then JAWS says Zoom when the Wi-Fi gets turned on, which is useful, but it doesn't say that for sighted people.
Now, does the Wind have, because the Asus EEPCs actually have a assist tray icon where you can press your application key and get a context menu of all these things and turn them off by actually controlling which one you're using.
No, the Wind does not. It does not have a hybrid engine which allows you to turn them all on and off nicely individually and stuff in the system tray. You've got to cycle through the keyboard to do it. Although, with the older version of the drivers, you can actually bust into the device manager, go down to the advanced properties and go radio disabled and toggle that to enable and hit OK and it would turn the card back on. Unfortunately, they fixed that feature. It doesn't work anymore. Not under 7, anyway.
It can also be helpful to go look for a manual where, you know, and research it and find a manual for that computer, and maybe you might get lucky finding what keys are what.
Press to turn off your radio, and press to turn on your Bluetooth, and press to turn off both.
So many sighties, though, they don't want to do a keystroke. Like, well, what is the alt key? What is the function key? And I guess that's the biggest problem I run into, is I could tell you, oh, go here, press this, press that, press this key combination, and it'll be fixed. But you can't. You've got to go all
the way. It doesn't help that
they don't know if they look like it's hard.
Change what a function key is on every freaking computer.
Well, what I've actually done in that situation, and luckily I'm not working for your help desk, but I've just straight up said to people, I said, we can spend 37 minutes messing around with the mouse, or I can tell you which four buttons to press. It's up to you. And generally, they'll take the four buttons, especially if I'll explain where the buttons are and what ones need to be pressed.
I'm moving to Australia and working for Kavi.
Okay.
You probably won't get a whole lot of money, if any, but go right ahead.
Yeah, well, but no, seriously, I think we're a bit more laid back in our help desk. I mean, there are certainly standards you need to uphold, and you need to be kind to the customer and stuff, but not everything's a hanging offence. There's not this sort of, you know, terror, your thing that goes along with it, that you know, here's a list of 300 things you can't do.
I can even pass Daphne on to my junior tech.
Yeah.
Oh, poor God.
I'm so glad she came back. We are not allowed to pass them on unless we can't really fix the issue.
I don't have anyone.
That's probably a good rule, actually.
Usually.
Well, I guess I'm lucky then. I kind of appreciate the job all that much more now.
Excellent.
Well, if you're it.
If I get a call with Verizon's rules, you guys would be horrified.
Yeah, no, I already am. These people do not think about call productivity or getting calls through in a timely manner. Their policies are pretty shocking, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let's.
You know, the great thing about all of this is that the customer who doesn't know about any of these policies will still call you a terrible, horrible person.
That's right. And in fact, one of the things you'll find with help desk and stuff is, whilst there are customers that can warm the cockles of your heart and make you happy, it's one of the most thankless jobs that you can ever do. A lot of the time, especially if you get 10
besides
bad ones in a row.
Telemarketing's even worse, I think. Trying to sell
debt collection is the ultimate.
Ooh. Debt collecting isn't a job. They just call you with robots now.
Yeah.
Oh, I did that for about a year and hated it.
All right, shall I hit stop, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun.
Away, Grace?
God.
Oh, we're not running away. We're not running away. I'm just hitting stop. I'm just hitting stop because unless you want the question on the recording.
It might be beneficial for others to hear that.
Oh yeah.
In lab 8.12.2, it was about assessing a network problem. There's a sheet, and the second page has data which populates the sheet. On that actual lab, are we just simply to fill out the actual what we think the solution is, and that could be any solution we wish?
No, I have you guys do it a little bit differently because you'll never fill out those customer data sheets like that. They're never the same, and you'll get one for your own company. What I want you to do is think of 3 to 5 questions, follow-up questions, you'd ask the customer. Then, yes, what you're going to do is fill in the solution that you think it is.
Lovely. That's
good. Okay, because I don't remember you saying that, and I was just going by
what had you do that.
You told me last term.
Yeah, if that's going to be it, you edit it into the lab, okay? You edit those instructions into the lab. Because
we were just supposed to come up with a solution. That's what I did last. I think that's what I did last.
No, you put down questions.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't remember if I just did that or if that's what you had asked me to do. I can't. It's that far back.
All right, we'll get that lab edited up then.
Yeah,
if there's changes, we're going to edit the lab up.
You've got a few of them, the customer data sheets. They're the end of a lot of chapters now.
The work order one.
Yeah.